Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating. For reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more, call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638, serving all of the Thumb. Health experts are urging Michigan residents to take extra precautions as Lyme disease cases rise sharply across the state. A recent McLaren Health study shows reported Lyme disease cases in Michigan have increased sixfold over the past 3 years. Doctors say the increase is tied to the part of expanding tick populations, including black-legged or deer ticks, which can carry the bacteria that causes Lyme disease. Medical experts recommend checking yourself, children, and pets after spending time outside, especially in wooded areas, tall grass, or along trails. Ticks should be removed carefully with tweezers gripping close to the skin and pulling straight out to avoid leaving mouth parts behind. Symptoms to watch for include expanding rash, fever, chills, fatigue, muscle aches, and joint pains or swelling. Doctors say early symptoms can resemble other illnesses, but a growing rash after a tick bite should be taken seriously. Pet owners are also being reminded that animals can bring ticks indoors even when they are on tick prevention medication. And during the Tuesday, August 4th election, there will be a referendum ballot issue that deals with host communities regarding green energy ordinances. The issue asks that a host community agreement and completion report language zoning ordinance amendment, ZA2026-01, be included in the county's zoning ordinance. And should those who live in the host zoning jurisdiction that approved the amendment to the county zoning ordinance be added to a host community agreement and completion report be adopted by the Huron County Board of Commissioners on February 24th, 2028, vote yes or no. The county issued a press release to explain the proposal. It is a referendum regarding the county zoning amendment. If approved, it would allow those who live in host areas an opportunity to weigh in on green energy zoning issues. The referendum concerns the zoning amendment that revised portions of the county's zoning ordinance regarding utility-scale solar energy systems and battery storage facilities. Also, when an application for a special use permit is approved in a host community, the host community will require an energy facility owner must pay the county when any operations start $2,000 per megawatt. That money can be used by the county for police, fire, public safety, or other infrastructure, or for other projects in the county. A full text of zoning amendment 2026-01 is posted on the county's website at co.huron.mi.us. When we come back from this Jake's Plumbing and Heating sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Summer is great. Sunshine, barbecues, time outside. But when you come back into the house, the last thing you want is to feel like you never left the heat. If your air conditioner is struggling to keep up, it may be time for an upgrade with a high-efficiency system from Lennox. As your local Lennox dealer, Jake's Plumbing and Heating offers some of the quietest, most reliable heating and cooling systems available today. Whether your current AC is working overtime or just ready for retirement, the team at Jake's can help you choose a system that keeps your home cool, comfortable, and energy efficient. After all, the only thing that should be melting this summer is the ice in your lemonade.
This is Jake from Jake's Plumbing and Heating. Call us today for all your plumbing, heating, cooling, well, and septic needs. Yes, we do it all. Stop by our shop just south of M142, M19 intersection at 980 South Hubley Road or call us 989-269-6638.
Depend on Lennox Heating and Cooling Systems for your home's total comfort in every season.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Carty. Continuing with our local news, the Huron County Road Commission has announced a resurfacing project for Atwater Road, stretching from the East Village limits of Ubley to Ruth Road. Work is scheduled to begin July 13th and is expected to wrap up by August 7th, weather permitting. The project includes resurfacing nearly 8.9 miles of roadway with a hot mix asphalt overlay, along with shoulder improvements and fresh pavement markings. Road officials say the work is designed to improve the ride quality, enhance safety, and extend the life of the existing pavement. Traffic will remain open through the construction zone under flag control, but motorists should expect reduced speeds and possible delays while crews are working. Drivers are encouraged to use caution when traveling through the area and allow extra travel time during the project. For updates or additional information, residents can contact the Huron County Road Commission. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Carty, and that news update was brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating. For reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more, call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638, serving all of the Thumb.